This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers urge immediate relief for drought-affected farmers in Tarai Madhes. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inspects drought-hit areas in Tarai Madhes, announces immediate installation of 500 deep-boring water system in Madhes province. Nepali nationals in Iranian jails return home. And Cambodia calls for immediate ceasefire with Thailand. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives have called on the government to urgently announce a relief program for farmers in the drought-hit Tarai Madhes districts. Speaking during yesterday's parliamentary session, they demanded concessions on electricity tariffs, particularly for irrigation purposes. They also pressed for immediate relief and subsidy packages, citing worsening impacts of climate change and drying paddy crops. Lawmakers urged the government to identify all affected areas and take swift action. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party reiterated its call for a high-level judicial or parliamentary probe into the ongoing visit visa scam, a matter drawing both national and international concern. In the meantime, the House unanimously endorsed the Tilganga I University Bill 2081. The bill originally passed by the National Assembly was presented by Education Minister Raghuji Panter. He stated the upcoming university would ensure affordable and accessible eye care services in Nepal. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for the 4th of August. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has inspected drought-affected areas of Madhes province and announced urgent relief measures. Following a cabinet decision on July 23, the province has been declared a disaster hit zone for the next 3 months. Speaking at separate inauguration ceremonies in Mahottari district yesterday, Prime Minister Oli pleased the immediate installation of 500 deep-boring water systems to ease the water crisis in the region. He emphasized that his aerial inspection revealed severely dry land and vowed coordinated action with all stakeholders to resolve the water shortage promptly. The prolonged drought has caused serious shortages of drinking water and irrigation, severely impacting paddy cultivation. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has also urged the government to take swift action to support farmers in the region. In a meeting chaired by party president Sher Bahadur Deoba, party leaders stressed the need for urgent supply of fertilizers, seed and irrigation support to address the growing crisis. Majority of Nepali Congress NC lawmakers in the Bagmati Province Assembly have filed a no-confidence motion against their own party's chief minister and parliamentary party leader Bahadur Singh Lama. Out of 37 NC lawmakers in the Provincial Assembly, 21 signed the motion citing the Chief Minister's failure to deliver effective governance and meaningful development over the past year. The motion was submitted to the party's parliamentary office. At a press conference yesterday, NC leader Indra current fiscal year's budget and coordination within the ruling coalition... Meanwhile, four NC ministers in the Bagmati province government have resigned ahead of Chief Minister Lama. Those stepping down include Internal Affairs and Law Minister Suraj Chandra Lamithane, Tourism Minister Bimal Thakuri, Cooperative Minister Madhu Kumar Shrestha and Youth and Sports Minister Meen Krishna Maharajan. Five Nepali nationals who were imprisoned in Iran for various reasons have returned home. According to the Foreign Ministry, the Nepali nationals were repatriated following the Iran's court order to release them. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, they were taken back to home country with the help of Tehran-based Nepali Consulate General and the International Organization of Migration. Earlier, nine Nepali nationals were repatriated from Iran with support from Indian government in different dates. It has been possible to repatriate Nepalis from Iran with the law and order situation there turning normal following the ceasefire between Israel and Iran on 23 June 2025. The term of a parliamentary special committee formed to investigate the error in the report of the Federal Civil Service Bill has been extended by 1 week. A meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday agreed to the extension following a request made by the committee. Speaker Devraj Khimire informed the House that the committee had sought an additional week to complete its investigation. The special committee was formed by the lower house on the 7th of July to investigate the error related to the cooling off provision in the State Affairs Committee's report on the bill. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has urged Thai investors to invest in tourism and hospitality sectors as in Nepal. Inaugurating the Thai Flavors in the Himalayas and Bhat Bhatini Thai Fair organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Foreign Minister Rana emphasized the similarities between Nepali and Thai cultures, including hospitality and tolerance. She clarified that tourism could become the key area of shared prosperity and collaboration between the two countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज President Ramchandra Podal has said the primary objective of the Federal Democratic Republic system is to listen to the voices of the people, address their aspirations, and build a prosperous nation grounded in good governance and economic development. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday to mark the 251st birth anniversary of national luminary Bhimsen Thapa, the head of the state urged all stakeholders to remain focused on the shared national goal of fulfilling the responsibilities entrusted to us by our ancestors and history. The president paid tribute to the sacrifices, dedication and visionary leadership of Bhimsen Thapa that laid the foundation for the nation's current state. On the occasion, President Podal presented the prestigious Bhimsen Thapa Award for this year to veteran diplomat Dr. Bheg Bahadur Thapa. Former President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed dissatisfaction over the CPN-UML Central Committee meeting decision to bar the renewal of her party membership. Bhandari held a press conference in Kathmandu yesterday and claimed that the CPN-UML Central Committee meeting decision to bar her from active politics by blocking her membership renewal was not valid and mature as it had been 45 years since she had joined the party. Former President Bhandari said the party's recent decision is unacceptable, stating that it would harm the party's reputation and prestige. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Cambodia has called for an immediate ceasefire with Thailand after 2 days of cross-border fighting between the two Southeast Asian neighbors. The BBC quoted the Cambodia's ambassador to the UN, Chia Kyo, as saying his country asked for a truce unconditionally, adding that Phnom Penh also wanted a peaceful solution of the dispute. Thailand has not publicly commented on the ceasefire proposal. It earlier declared martial law in 8 districts bordering Cambodia. Meanwhile, the USA also called for an immediate cessation of hostilities, protection of civilians, and a peaceful resolution of the conflict. The dispute between the two countries dates back to more than 100 years ago when the borders of the two nations were drawn after the French occupation of Cambodia. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the parts of the country today. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of the country and at one or two places of Tarai regions of the country. There are also chances of wind gust at Tarai region of Kosi and Madhes province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Lawmakers urge immediate relief for drought-affected farmers in Tarai, Madhes. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inspects drought-hit areas in Tarai, Madhes, announces immediate installation of 500 deep-boring water system in Madhes province. Nepali nationals in Iranian jails return home. And Cambodia calls for immediate ceasefire with Thailand. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.